This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I love bridges.
I love volcanoes.
Okay.
What's your point?
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Nope.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Give it to me.
That's pumping.
Hey, Seattle.
My mouth was big enough that it just fit in nicely.
All right. 6:04. We have Olive Garden talk coming up.
Hot Olive Garden talk. Nothing gets me all hot and bothered like going to get. I don't even know what you would describe that kind of Italian food.
Mediocre, bad, awful, fake.
No, mediocre. I'm mediocre. It's not bad. Like
it's pretty bad.
If I served you Olive Garden, you would eat it. You would.
No.
It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
Look, Souk, I'm sorry. I would not eat Olive Garden. I have tried Olive Garden before. I will not eat it again.
What is...
I love that statement. I've tried it before. I won't do it again.
What is...
Are you talking about some sort of weird experiment that he had in college? Tried it once. I'm not going to say what happened. It was a weird night. There was a pill involved. We're not doing it again. Not doing it again. No.
I was thoroughly disappointed and went, Why do I need to eat this when there are better options out there? And I stopped going there.
What is bad food to you? Like bad?
Fast food is bad. Like, no offense, but if you're going
leave that out of it. Of course we know that.
That's
but
bad.
What about like...
But bad food can be good, dude. There's sometimes it's late at night, like a Wendy's chicken sandwich hits the spot.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, but...
I mean, I hate Taco Bell.
Under no...
But it's disgusting.
I draw a line somewhere.
But you said bad food can be good. A lot of people like Taco Bell.
Sure.
Well, and Rob likes to go get his random single cheeseburgers McDonald's.
Just did that today.
I ran into the bro that owns all the McDonald's over in Vancouver. He loves the show.
Oh, tell him hi.
Yeah, I said, hey, Rob loves your McDonald's cheeseburgers.
I love those cheeseburgers.
He's a young bro, too.
McDowell's?
You would never know.
Wow.
Yeah, he goes to my gym.
All right. Well, anyway, you don't have to answer that, but...
Bad food. I'm trying to think of what I would consider... Like legit bad, like, and so chain,
like sit down restaurant or
Applebee's is bad.
Applebee's is bad.
It's bad. Like, that's legitimately not good.
Did it used to be good?
I think it used to be better. I heard an interesting thing the other day is that places, when they get really big and they just keep growing and growing, to keep costs down, they just get worse and worse because they get cheaper quality product and they don't do the same things that they used to do. So the bigger a chain gets, the worse it gets. Like, Subway didn't used to be bad, but Subway's kind of bad
now. Yeah, I think Subway's
bad. Awful.
I think Subway's awful. That's another, but I considered that fast food. A couple months back, I took my family to Applebee's out of spite because they said I wouldn't do it. They dared me to. And because it's always one of those, dude, pick where you guys want to go, and then no one can pick. And then I pick, and they're like, I don't want that. I was like, swear to God, I will take you to Applebee's. And they're like, no, you won't. I dare you. I'm like, fine. And we went to Applebee's. And let me tell you, it's as bad as you remember. No offense to Applebee's if you like it. But of the five meals that we had, three of them were legitimately bad. One, the person thought it was halfway decent.
What was it?
And I got the ribs. I figured, like, you can't screw up ribs, right?
Oh, no, you can.
You can, but it was... You ate them, and they're like, they're ribs. It tasted like the ribs you get, like, pre-made at, like, Safeway or whatever. You know, like those. Like, just the
heat. That's probably what they were.
The heat and serve. So... they weren't bad, but they certainly weren't good. And then everyone was mad at me afterwards. And I'm like, you dared me. You dared me to go to Applebee's. And we did.
All right. Well, that'll be later. Underwear talk. So this is a survey by Tommy John Underwear.
Yeah.
And if you must know, Sukanik has already announced to Portland and anyone else listening all over the world that he is wearing Tommy John underwear right now.
I am wearing the Tommy John light long boxer briefs in a forest green right now, and I couldn't be any happier with them. They're great. But they are spendy, and do not buy them full price. It's ridiculous.
So we've got... okay. So we've got several things on here, the first of which is the one I asked you before the break.
Yeah.
And I want a number from both of you. They surveyed 1,000 Americans. What percentage of these people don't change their underwear daily? In other words, they wore the same pair 2 days or longer.
So basically what you're saying is, and these are adults, not kids.
Adults.
So basically what you're saying is, whatever percent this is how many filthy, disgusting human beings we have. There's no excuse. That's ridiculous.
Multiplied by a lot, because it's only 1,000 people.
10%.
Okay.
And it horrifies me to think that 10% of you are going around right now with dirty skivvies.
I understand that there's a game to this, and that because you're bringing it up, it's probably way higher than we think.
No, I'm just...
but I'm not going to fall trapped to that.
I'm just reading the survey, man.
To me, I can't imagine people even feel comfortable wearing underwear more than one day in a row. So I would say
3%. 3% and 10%. Gentlemen... the answer is 45%.
No.
Wait. You're telling me
45%.
That almost half
yes.
of the people...
ain't nobody got time for that.
Do not change underwear every single day.
This is according to a survey by Tommy John, yes. 45% of people surveyed wore the same pair of underwear 2 days
this
or longer.
This is the Michael Scott. No!
No.
Dear God, no!
It's all the no's. First off, don't. All the no's.
Well.
Wow. Hell no.
There's more.
40%?
45%.
Can't be right. It can't be.
Well, that's the survey. What percentage say that they wear the same pair for a week?
I don't want to believe it.
I'm out.
None. 0%. 1%.
Don't do this to me.
There's one filthy animal out there.
Devious man. Evil.
They did this part. They did this one too.
Someone say, are they surveying 100 homeless people? Exactly. Like, are these people that can't afford, like, underwear? And by the way, you don't have to buy expensive underwear. You can go to Walmart and buy, like, a pack of BVDs, get the whitey tighties. It's like $4 for like 50 pair.
13%.
A week?
13% say they wear the same pair for a week. And by the way, men are 2.5 more times likely to do this than women.
Of course, because men are disgusting.
Yes, men are disgusting.
Why? No. All the no's.
Why are you like this, humans?
Another question. Let me ask you this. Are you showering and then putting on the same dirty drawers? Or are you just not bathing and being a stinky animal for a week
straight?
What's
worse?
I think it's worse, honestly, to shower and put on the dirty bits, right? At least if you're just going to be a stinky bastard and just not shower and wear the same thing, I guess that goes, like, part and parcel with it.
That's a good question.
But if you have the sense to shower and wash everything, and then you're putting on the same stinky thing that you just...
yeah, what? I think it goes hand in hand with not showering.
Wow.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I really don't. You've blown my mind with this.
Now, I am someone who showers every day, but I have heard that people often will go days without showering. And although that is personally disgusting, I've heard from enough people that do it that I guess I have to accept that as a thing that happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that don't shower every day. I think that's a thing.
Again,
so there's your 45%.
Allow me to quote my great friend Mark McCloskey. If I had to wake up with an appointment to go roll in a pile of S, I would take a shower before I did it. Why? Why wouldn't you shower? It takes like 3 minutes.
Okay. What percentage say they owned the same underwear for a year or more?
Wait, what? Say that again.
What percentage say they owned the same underwear for a year or more? This is hot underwear talk. This is a survey by Tommy John underwear.
That's not overly crazy.
No,
right?
I've had pairs of underwear for over a year.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that.
Sure, I'll go 90%.
85%.
46%. So they are saying, now again, this survey is coming from Tommy John. So they want you to buy underwear all the time.
Sure.
But, so keep that in mind. But, they think you should swap out your drawers every year.
Now, I will tell you, I don't know about you guys, but I've got pairs that I like more than others. And they do tend to get run through faster because I wear them a bunch. Mm-hmm. While there's others, like I have three levels of underwear. You got the dailies. If they're clean, I'm going to them first.
You got the specials?
Yeah, and then you got like the other ones, like if you can't find one of the
Sex Dungeon Night.
The regulars, and then you've got those.
The leather. Oh.
And then it's a high rise mesh brief. And then I've got a couple pair that aren't bad.
Very specific.
The what? It's the what?
High rise mesh brief. You know.
Wow, you're into underwear.
But then you got a couple others that it's like if you haven't done laundry in a while, you break those out. You know.
See, I've got
sucker.
I've got, I want to say, 15 pairs of the same underwear. I bought two packs of the same kind.
Oh.
And that's what I wear. Now I have workout underwear that I'll like, you know, like the moisture wicking technology when I work out.
Tell us more.
But yeah, I wear one pair a day and then I wash them in the wash and then I keep going through them.
Oh. See, I have, same thing, I probably have 15-ish pairs of underwear, but they're all different brands. And
well, when you're buying $35 pairs of underwear, I would imagine they're different brands.
They're not. About $10 if you get them on clearance at the Nordstrom Rack. That's the way to do it. But
just like your $1,000 bag's not $1,000?
No. I probably have 10. Tommy John is the pair I have the most of, but I'll bet you I have 4 or 5 different kind of Tommy John underwear. And then I've got some randoms that are just kind of thrown in that you buy one-offs. I don't buy packs of underwear.
And 38% say they don't know how long they've owned their oldest pair of underwear.
Do people really keep underwear like once you get a hole in the underwear?
I think they do.
You throw it away, right?
I think the olds do.
Like, if there's like a tiny hole, I'll keep it. But once it gets spread out,
yeah,
100% gone.
You ditch it. Yeah, I know I'm weird, but do you buy packs?
I have. Yeah, absolutely.
I just buy the pack. What is it, 6-pack or whatever?
Yeah. I don't buy packs.
Sometimes. But then other times, I don't know, underwear is kind of weird because you go to a Nordstrom's or a Macy's or something.
Yeah.
And what do? You can't try it on.
Yeah. That's why I like the singles because you can, they're there. Like you can manhandle them a little bit. You can see what the fabric is.
You can feel it up.
Yeah.
You can put them on in the store and walk around and test them out.
You know, when it's in the pack, you don't know what's going on. That's a grab bag in there. That's a potpourri, and I don't like that.
Exact same underwear, so when you buy the bag.
Yeah, but you don't know what is in the bag.
Of course, if you're opening up a pack of one underwear, you can open up a pack of six and do the same thing.
I don't open up a pack. The underwear I buy comes like
he's saying the single hang underwear.
The single hang underwear.
Yeah,
I'm a single hanger underwear.
He's a fancy
guy.
He's bougie.
That's not bougie.
That's pretty bougie.
It's pretty bougie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? It's not
expensive,
more,
man.
No, it's not. It's not any more expensive than.
Where do you get yours? You said
Nordstrom Rack usually.
The rack.
Yeah. Like I said, I won't spend more than $10 or $11 on a pair of underwear, but I have come to the conclusion that you should not buy the cheapo underwear. Buy something that's nice. Like once you go to some nicer underwear, it's really hard to go back to the $10 for a 10-pack.
No question.
I buy the middle ground because I don't want to spend that much money.
Yeah.
I get the middle ground pack of six.
Yeah. But they're not like the standard crappy stretch out cotton. We've moved on. There's wonderful technology advances, right? Moisture wicking, comfort, you know, all that good stuff.
You're really into this.
I am. Underwear is a big
deal. You're passionate about underwear.
I am. Yeah.
Didn't know this about you.
Big deal. big fan. Like, you just, that's one of those things. You think about it, it goes against your skin. You wear it every day. Buy good stuff. You know?
All right, well, there's hot underwear talk. 45% of people don't change their underwear daily. So
I am
let that
horrified.
I want them, I want them on.
That's super,
absolutely horrified.
Super, super high.
And now I'm going to be walking around judging, like, you,
very, very high.
You're not changing for certain.
This text said, statistically speaking, one of the three of us is wearing more than one day old underwear.
I'm trying to think. It might be me.
I don't know about you boys, but I spend a day walking around, especially during the summer. There's zero chance I'm wearing that again. Nope.
Yeah, it gets bad.
Yeah.
Especially as you get older.
Absolutely. That's right out. And I go through two, well, at least you got swamp ass and nut fog. But do you have separate, because I have separate workout underwear than I do, and I would not wear workout underwear to work.
Nor would you wear work underwear to work out.
Exactly. It's a totally separate, it's a separate entity. You need more, you need the tightness, you need the lift, you need the support. Whole different thing.
All right. Coming up next, how much would you pay for lifetime pasta at Olive Garden? And we'll explain wanting to buy Greenland next on The Fan.
Adults, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
I pay a lot of money to look really, really white trash.
All right, here's the Olive Garden news. And they've done this several years in a row now.
Yeah, I've heard this from time to time. I think we may have touched upon this at one point.
Yeah, so they offer a $100 pass, and you get, like, unlimited pasta for 9 weeks at any Olive Garden.
But any day, you just go in, and it's on. Yeah. It's just free.
And it's only for that person, so that you can't transfer it. But they're now saying – so what they did this year was they offered – anybody who bought that, the $100 9-week thing,
sure.
They sold. They offered up to all of those people that bought that. They offered up 50 lifetime pasta passes, and you would pay an additional $400, and you would get lifetime pasta at Olive Garden.
It's a good deal if you like Olive Garden pasta and you eat there a bunch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you're looking at, they did the math on it. You're looking at, you got to eat there 45 times. And this is just over the course of the rest of your life.
Sure.
45 times in order to break even. And then everything after that is you know, then it's worth it.
But I'm saying, if you like a restaurant, you like Olive Garden, and if you're a fan that's going to eat there a bit, you're probably eating there twice a month. If, like, Olive Garden is your jam. And, you know, you think about that. You eat there twice a month, 12 months out of the year. Yeah, it's a good deal for the rest of your life.
I contend that twice a month at any one restaurant is a lot. Although I know that people do have, like, in our house, we just rotate a lot of places that we like.
Sure.
But we just don't, I don't know. I feel like 45 sounds low. That's a lot.
Not over 3-4 years, it's not, let alone a lifetime.
Well, it is to me. That's what I'm saying. It is in our house. That's a lot of times to eat at a place. And not only that, but you would just get sick of it. And you would get sick of it over a period of time where you would go less.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's one where that's actually, like, you got to be committed to making that pay for itself.
Sure.
You know.
Absolutely.
And then of course, you can go crazy, and then it's really, really worth it. But I don't know. They sold out they sold out of all of them. Bought them.
There's people that not only love eating this. I mean, you hear the story about the dude that has, like, a Whopper every day for, like, 40 years,
but
right?
It's just the pasta.
Yeah, but...
I'm not familiar with Olive Garden enough to know, does that mean that... Is that, like, a full meal? Like, you... Or are they talking just the plain pasta?
Well, I think you get the pasta and then whatever sauce you want, and then you get the breadsticks and
stuff. So if I order spaghetti, is that I know that's pasta, but is that, like,
I think that's
included. I can get the spaghetti, or I can get the fettuccine Alfredo, or I can
I think all that stuff comes with it. And then with that, you get the free breadsticks and the salad and all that. So
what about, like, lasagna? Does that count?
I don't know. My guess is no, but I don't know.
Probably not.
I said, man, I eat at Olive Garden once a year, and that's... Like, my brother will have, like, his kid's birthday there or whatever. That's, like, where we meet. But I'm not, and I don't eat a lot of pasta to begin with. But I'm trying to think if there was a restaurant that I really liked Yeah, I mean, I would do that. If there was, if it was like my favorite restaurant and you offered something like that, sure, I'd pull the trigger on it. Although I do think you do have to be careful. I had a buddy of mine that bought like an unlimited movie pass, and it ended up being a total waste.
Same thing.
Yeah.
See, you, we talked about that. They're saying what, like 2 a week or something?
Yeah, it's one
that
of those.
That is so many. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Who goes to the movies twice a week?
He bought it at an auction to like benefit a school, and it was like a year's worth of unlimited movies. And we go to a bunch of movies, me and him. And so he's like, oh, this would be a great deal. And dude, we ended up doing the math, and it he took a bath on it. It did not end up being a good deal.
Well, but
for
if it's a charity thing.
Exactly. You know. And that's what made it, you know,
but if
a little easier to swallow. But it, if
but
he,
like MoviePass was a thing when you paid for that before they realized their model was really stupid.
Yes, because people were taking it. It wasn't. That was a great deal.
That was, like the 10 deal? Bucks a month or something.
It was
right?
like 10 or 15 bucks a month. I think it was more than that. I want to say it was 15 or 20 bucks a month, and you could go to as many movies as you wanted for an entire month. And they took a bath on it because people were like, done. Like, we had one of those, and they people.
So you would only have to go to
two. If you, two went, if you went to like two or three a month,
or just
you
two would, of you would go to one, and then you make up for it.
Yeah. It was a bad deal for them, and it quickly changed where they put like a limit on it.
Yeah, now it's only like one movie a week or something.
Yeah.
For 10 bucks a month, you can go to a movie a week.
I think that's what they changed it to. They changed it. I can't remember what it was exactly.
It. So it's different.
Well, anyway, that's what they offered at Olive Garden.
Yeah. You're not. Let me ask you this. You got free. You had this pass, right? And it was free. Didn't have to pay a dime.
I bought the pass, or I get the pass for free?
You got the pass for free.
Somebody handed it to me.
Someone handed
I got
you.
An in at Olive Garden?
You got an in at Olive Garden.
Damn.
And it was like,
things are looking up.
Here you go. Do you go to Olive Garden? It's free.
No.
No. I would give it away.
I would never go.
If I could.
You can't. I mean, it's...
I can't give it away.
It's in your wallet, and you know that anytime you want, you can go to Olive Garden and get free. How many times do you eat there over a year?
Zero.
Me, personally? Well, wait. So I can't take, like, my little nieces in there?
No.
It only applies to me.
It only applies to you.
Yeah.
And you have it for a year.
No.
And it's free. Anytime you want it.
Never use it.
You're going never used.
Never.
No, I don't think I would use that.
Why would I sacrifice a meal out, even if it's free, for that, if I can go get much better food somewhere else?
Yeah, if I paid, what is it, $500, they're saying?
Yeah, 400, I think they said, right?
If you forced me to pay, well, there's 400 on top of the 100 that you already had paid. So
true.
I think it's like $500. You know, I don't even know how much. If I paid $500 for it, I would be obligated to go and try to at least not take a bath on it.
Sure.
So I would go in there from time to time, but I don't think that I would ever.
But it's free, so you're like, what? I'm not missing anything, and I'm not going.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you handed it to me, and I didn't. It's like it's a net zero. I just don't. I'm not interested. Thank you.
You're like, yeah.
Thank you. Go away. Leave my house now.
I'll bet you I would, like I said, once or twice a year, my family ends up having a dinner there. My brother, like, loves the Olive Garden. So I guess you'd go.
Not surprising.
No, you would go there. But when I go there, I don't get the pasta, really. I always end up getting something else. But I suppose it's free. I would use that. And I'll bet you once or twice throughout the course of the year, you'd probably rope me in with that, having it. Because I don't feel as strongly against the Olive Garden as you guys do. It's free. It didn't cost me anything. Yeah, you'd get me a couple of times. If I could pay to upgrade to something other than their pasta when I'm there.
Like their amazing.
Yeah, what's going to be an upgrade?
What's their? what are you upgrading to at Olive Garden there?
You really want their
let's
chicken?
Let's go to their menu.
Sometimes, unlimited chicken.
Sometimes they've got a better. Yeah. They've got better meat or whatever. I'm not a big pasta eater. Whenever I go and just eat
a big...
You don't
like pasta?
No. Well, I don't mind it, but...
You just don't want the carbs?
Yeah, I just feel like a giant fat ass.
Yeah.
If I just go and, like, you eat breadsticks dipped in, like, Alfredo sauce, and then you get a big pile of pasta ladled on with a bunch of more, you know, creamy, you know, dairy-based, cream-based sauce, it's a bit much. Like, I leave there and I don't really... The food's okay. It's obviously not great. And then I just leave feeling terrible about myself. So, no, I tend to pass.
I'm looking at their menu. Although, this is kind of a beating on their website. They make you click on the city. I got to go find the city. God.
Yeah, it's like, I'll
come
go
on,
there.
Just give me the damn menu.
Like, they'll sometimes have, like, a steak and salad thing, or they'll have, like, a stuffed chicken. And,
Laco has one.
And I get something like that.
All right, clicking. Spicy chicken Alfredo. Wow, those prices. $10.29.
See? And I look, there's a lot of people that it's just, it's about
cost.
About cost.
Yeah,
right?
I get that.
Well, I also think
there's an Italian place over here in Selwood that I really like, and it's good. It's solid. But if you go and you get some tortellini or you get whatever you want, it's
tortellini.
You know, you're $30. You know, it's $30, $32, $50 if you get something, like if you get, they have a really good veal. But that's, you know, $50. You know, you get a chicken parm over there, or they have a really good eggplant parm. Same thing. You're in there for $40. And for a lot of people, if you've got kids and you're taking a family of five out, man, $11 at Olive Garden, they're like, it's done. Not everyone can afford.
Well, we get that.
Well, here's the thing, though, right?
You're going pretty hard at defending Olive Garden. This is weird.
Here's the thing. And this is the reason people always ask me, like, why do you hate Olive Garden so much? I grew up in a place where authentic, homemade, like, family-run Italian restaurants are on every corner. Every town yes. has multiple, and they're not all delicious, but generally they're very, very good, right? So when you grow up with that, and then you go to Olive Garden, you realize, oh my God, this is a joke. Because it's not homemade, it's not authentic, it's just cheap and easy and quick.
Yeah.
So if you're in a place that doesn't have those options, and frankly, Oregon doesn't have a ton of great Italian food, and all you know is Olive Garden, then of course you're going to go to Olive Garden because that's what you grew up with. That's the Italian food you know. That's what you like. It's just if you have better and then you go back, you realize, oh, crap, this is not that good.
Well, that's true. But I think this guy's onto something, too. He says Olive Garden charges people $18 or more for below average food, but I feel like those are the prices that make people feel like it's authentic Italian. That's true. They kind of send this vibe that it's like a nice sit-down restaurant. When the reality is, they should just charge what it is.
But I thought you said it was like $11.
Well, no, I was looking at that was like the appetizers, dishes like fettuccine Alfredo. I'm looking here is $15.50, seafood Alfredo $21.29, cheese ravioli $17. So, you know, you get into the main dishes, it's $15 to $25.
Okay.
So that's a little high. I mean, that's like for what they get you, it's almost like. Like, to Mike's point, it's like, as long as you're not thinking that it's, like, really good, fine dining, high-end Italian food, you know, which some people maybe have that perspective that it is, and it's just not. It's like, so it should be priced accordingly.
Well, that's true. I mean,
so they kind of gouge you for not knowing, right? I think his point is they gouge you a little bit for not understanding that it sucks.
What's their lasagna? What's their lasagna? Because I looked it up. Portofino's is over here in Selwood.
You ever been to Gino's?
Gino's is really good.
Gino's is incredible.
Gino's is good. Like I said, the one I was thinking of is right over here. Sometimes we'll cruise over here after work. Portofino's is solid. And it's $28 for their lasagna, and it's good. I mean, it's not like, obviously, Mike, New York authentic, but...
What do you want, lasagna?
Yeah, what's the lasagna?
Let's take a look here. Hey,
it's a lasagna!
Let's look! What would that be under?
Yeah, well, probably like classic
it's
Italian.
It's not under pasta favorites.
No, it'll be under like classic Italian sort of thing.
Okay.
Right? I mean, so if
classic favorites. Okay, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, what is it like? I assumed it was like $12, but apparently I'm way off.
$12. Cheese ravioli, $15.79. Eggplant. Let's see. There's lasagna. Lasagna classico. $17.99.
All right, so it's...
That's expensive.
That is expensive. So $18.
Just for reference...
Mike's right.
I pulled up the place we used to go to locally where I grew up, right?
Yeah.
It's called Luca's. It was in Bogota. It was actually in Richfield Park. They moved to Bogota, New Jersey. I'm just looking at the menu on Yelp right now. Cheese ravioli, which you said was what at Olive Garden?
Here it is $15.79.
This is $13.95.
Right.
It's cheaper to go to the hole-in-the-wall, great authentic Italian place, which is 100 times better than Olive Garden, than it is to go to Olive Garden.
Right.
Now, that blows my mind. I didn't know Olive Garden was that expensive, comparatively.
To be honest, I don't think I did either.
This is the Laco one.
But to be fair... Again, for some people, like I said, the lasagna was $17. The one at that I was talking about is $28. And for a lot of people, $10 is going to be a deal breaker. They're like, why would I get that one?
Totally understand that. But
Lasagna here is $14.95 at the place that I used to go to.
Yeah, well,
that's crazy.
Another question too. Somebody asked, "Who goes to the Olive Garden bar?"
I know.
Well, that's a great point.
Have you ever seen? Like, I know we got a break, but we can talk about this and come back. There's a whole scene of like the Applebee's, the Red Robins, and like the Olive Garden bars.
In the bars?
It's a whole thing, man.
What do you mean?
It's like a pickup scene. It's
How do you know
whole,
about
it's
this?
A whole thing.
Are you into this?
No. But
let's talk about
we
this.
We can talk about it when we come back, because I was introduced to this like a year and a half ago, and it. Look, I just we'll discuss it when we come back because it blew my mind.
All right, well, we'll get to that. But first, Mike with sports.
Now at betterutoday.com.
Double sun power!
Okay. We were talking about the Olive Garden. Unlimited pasta for life, $500.
Spiraled into a whole thing.
Yeah, a whole thing. But somebody asked, hey, who goes to the bar at Olive Garden? That is an interesting point. I assume that's only for people who are just like waiting for their party, right?
No. I would have thought that same thing. But due to obviously unforeseen circumstances, 3.5 years ago, I was thrust into the single life. And
so you went to Olive Garden?
I had not been on a date in 17 years. 17 and a half years, I think. Anyway, it'd been a long time, right? And so I cannot tell you how many times, whether it's on an app or a blind date or something, you're like, hey, where do you want to meet up? And the person would suggest,
whoa,
hey, why don't we meet at the bar? And then you're like, oh, sure, we're just going to meet at a bar, have a drink, go somewhere. Insert TGI McScratchies here. And I was like, what?
Like, isn't that a red flag?
Like, are you serious?
Like, don't you say, no thanks.
Yeah, I was like, what? What are we doing?
Catch you next time.
And the first time, it was what were we just talking about? Applebee's. We met at the bar at Applebee's.
And I was upon like, her suggestion?
Upon her suggestion.
Well, why don't you talk her out of that and say, hey, can we... Why don't you just say, well, how about this place?
And I just was like, wow. So I showed up, sat at the bar, and let me tell you, there's a scene, man. It's a sad, middle-aged scene, but there, it's like a... It's a meat market. Like, for divorcees and just... You know, like I said, it's kind of sad, but... Yeah, and so we ended up talking to the bartender, and she'd be like, oh, dude, you don't even know. I'm telling you, next time you're at an Olive Garden, and this happened again at a, might have been a Red Robin. Someone's like, hey, meet at a Red Robin. I'm like, can we go somewhere afterwards?
Let's meet at a kid restaurant?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing, but I came to learn that these TGI McScratchy places, the bars, are pickup spots, man. It's a meat market. For a certain type of individual, it's a whole thing.
What type of person?
It's not fishing for the highest quality sturgeon. How about that?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like if you're looking for like the successful like 8 or 9 that runs their own business, you're not finding them there. But for a lot of people that are looking to set their bars a little lower and settle, let me tell you, it's a scene, man. It is a full-on scene. Someone said on the Better You Today text line that they ended up going to an Applebee's bar, and they're like, dude, you just sit and watch, and it's unbelievable entertainment. And it's true. You can just sit in a corner and watch all that. It's the dance, the timeless art of erotica that is going on there.
Okay, so is it that I'm trying to work through this?
Yeah.
Is this possibly because these are people that don't like to go to the traditional corner saloon where all the drunks hang out? You know, like it's like a bar that in their eyes is a little bit more family oriented.
If that
even makes sense.
I think it's twofold. I think it's one, you're not dealing with the power drinkers.
Right.
Right, and it's not as seedy as...
Yeah, because some bars can be, with their regulars, be quite scary.
Can be quite scary. And so it's a more sanitized environment. And then I think there's a lot of people that are not comfortable competing with...
the high-end stuff.
Yeah, like if you go to Departure, or if you end up at, Revolution Hall, or one of the rooftop... You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever bar you want to go to. Even like a bar at Ringside, or like a Ruth Chris or something. look, you don't want to compete in that level. Like, not all softball leagues need to be really competitive. There needs to be a beer league softball as well. And that's where they're comfortable competing. And I think that serves a real a niche there. But it's a real thing, man. And people frequent it.
Yeah, this guy says, I travel a lot. And if you're looking for a bad hookup after failing somewhere else, McScratchy's is it.
Boom.
Boy, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for this, although I never am in these places. But
I know, but I'm telling you, if you walk into a TGI McScratchy's and you sit down at a bar, let's say, give me 9:30 to 10 o'clock at night, I promise you that you will be able to instantly pick out the gal that just is looking to settle and go home with a halfway normal guy. And halfway normal guys realize that, and it's happy hunting grounds there. Because that guy can go to departure and get shut out time after time after time again. But he goes to Applebee's, and all of a sudden, he's not getting shut out. He's looking pretty, pretty good.
Middle class fancy.
Bingo.
That's what it is.
Middle class fancy.
I love it. I had no idea. Fascinating. Fascinating.
It's
although I do think
I didn't know either, but
I believe that you need to be called out, because if a woman, if you're on a dating app,
yeah,
or if I'm on a dating app, and you should be this way too.
Yeah.
If she suggests meeting at Olive Garden's bar,
yeah,
not only am I not showing up, she's deleted.
You're running for the hills.
Yeah.
But if I'm being nice, I would at least try first to suggest something
a little more.
Hey, well, what about this or
well,
that?
I can tell you that it never went to a second. And that's one of those, hey, let's get out of here and go somewhere else. But I am grateful because I got to learn about the scene at.
So just the one time in there and you learned this?
So you
know more about this than.
We went to the one time at Applebee's and then someone else, it was at a Red Robin, and it is a thing. And then, like, if you ask around, you like think of like how many people are chiming in now, like, oh man, it's a thing.
Yeah, they're agreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I had no idea, but it is.
All right, we gotta go. I don't know if John's around, yeah, but we'll find out next.
We'll figure something out.
Weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Somebody texted and said the pickups at McScratchy's, however, have three conditions. Because a lot of people are totally validating what
yeah,
you're saying.
I said I have a buddy of mine who's a bartender at TGI McScratchy's. Let's just say he doesn't go home alone very often.
He says the pickups at McScratchy's have three conditions. KDC, kids, divorce, or conviction. Pick one. At least one is guaranteed.
I said, you got to lower the standards a little bit.
Johnny, baby.
What's up, gentlemen? What is up?
Where you been?
I have missed you. Let me just say that.
John's been in Olive Garden down on the coast.
If there was an Olive Garden on the coast, I'd go to it. I've been down on the coast. We were down in Pacific City for 3 days with some family, and it was great. I'll tell you, the coast is a great time. It's a little frustrating to be not have the phone signal, but there is something refreshing about being cut off from that for a few days.
Yeah, I think there is. I would agree.
I mean, I don't like it. And like, if you were in an emergency or you needed something, that would be difficult to deal with. But you do forget how much you're tied to your phone just to, you know, be on Twitter or check scores or text message somebody. And when that's gone, you lose it a little bit, but at the same time, it's a little refreshing.
Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes when we travel overseas, you end up without cell service, or you know, it doesn't work, or your carrier doesn't go there, or and it you can end up in a pickle there where it can be a bit stressful. You're like, oh crap, like what are we gonna do? Or if you end up getting stranded somewhere and your phone dies, yeah, there is a little bit of that sense of panic because you've become so reliant upon it.
Well, and it made me, I mean, again, not to be, you know, when I was a kid guy, but it made me just realize how crazy it was to grow up without any of that. And think of all the, like, my kids walked down the beach for a couple of miles, and I didn't know where they were, and they had no phone service. So, I mean, I know they went left, and they went down the beach. If something would have happened to them, or, you know, a sneaker wave or a piece of driftwood rolls on their leg or something,
yeah, you got
there's no... there's no way that they could get a hold of me. There's no way that I would know what happened to him. And it freaks you out a little bit, but at the same time, that's like every day of my childhood.
It was a simpler time.
And I think you grew more from it. It made you a better person.
We learned a little bit from the dangers of the sneakerless. I think you might be right.
Look, every now and then you lost someone, but, you know, hey, it happens.
Well, and then I came home, and I'll tell you, the day you come home from vacation, that first nap is glorious.
Oh, yeah. Lay in your own bed, own couch.
Yep. And then you wake up and watch the Mariners get smoked, and you realize you're right back to the grind.
All right, John. Have a good night. Good to have you back.
Love you guys.
Love you. Love you dearly. All right. Well, that is another broadcast week. Next week will be another broadcast week.
A week closer to football.
That's right. Well, I think... Wait.
Technically, it is the first week of college football.
Yeah, because the games that Florida...
There's two games on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Next Saturday. Yeah. So this is it. We got to run. So have a good weekend. Stay safe out there. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.